Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to episode 86 of the Phil Hendry Podcast. It's brought to you by Sherry's Berries, Amazon.com, and PhilHendryShow.com. That is the intergalactic headquarters of the Phil Hendry Show, where you can get our video casts, you can get thousands of hours of our full radio shows, you can get our podcasts, you get it all there from the world of Phil Hendry. This episode features R.C. Collins before he became a military academy cadet, back when he was still just a smart-ass goth kid from the Valley. In this episode, R.C. proposes to lead an exodus of youth away from the adults with his, quote, new youth nation. Of course, he's the leader, and he would take a concubine or two to help repopulate the earth. They would travel out to an Indian reservation and essentially just get away from a world of adults that butchered up the 2000 election. Here it is, in fact, just after the 2000 election, the much-disputed 2000 election. Here on episode 86 of the Phil Hendry Podcast, R.C. Collins and New Youth Nation.
Al Gore's waging a furious public relations effort for his claim that he is trying to preserve democracy with his courtroom quest for the White House, with the legal and political clocks both running down. And of course, you know, Bush's counter campaign is to promote a growing public sense that he's the rightful winner of the Florida presidency. We came across a rather interesting organization called the New Youth Nation. This is an organization that claims to be populated with young people, prospective voters under the age of 21. R.C. Collins is with New Youth Nation. He is a junior at Chatsworth High School. He also works on the Chatsworth Chancellor newspaper, which is a youth newspaper. And R.C. joins us from Chatsworth tonight. What is the purpose of New Youth Nation and how it relates to this election, R.C.?
Right, Phil. We feel really the time has come for the young people of America to recognize that the adults have failed to completely fail in their efforts at organizing this society, that we need to segregate ourselves.
You feel adults have...
We feel the adults have failed.
All right, and I guess you're pointing to this election, and I don't know where you are. Are you in a car?
Yeah, right now we're in transit from the school over to New Youth Nation offices.
Okay, what is the failure of adults? And I take it the failure of adults has to do with this election.
Well, Phil, I don't think there's any doubt. If you look at this election and you see how badly the adults have butchered it up, there's no clear winner of the presidency of America, of the United States. There's no winner on the horizon. There have been charges and countercharges. And that's all well and good. But what the adults fail to see is this causes a great deal of concern among kids. And all of us under the age of 21, we believe the time has come to segregate ourselves. We cannot abide...
Now, what do you mean by segregate?
Well, we cannot abide these adults who can no longer order this society, a society that we have entrusted ourselves to. I don't believe God will permit this to happen. We now officially proclaim our freedom from the chaos that you adults have created.
All right. You know something, R.C., not to... I want to condescend it. I don't want to patronize. But you're not the first youth organization to claim that adults have screwed things up.
Yeah, but Phil, we are the first youth organization that can make the claim and prove it because of the election of the year 2000. We prove it by looking at how you adults, you know, you could, to use the words of my grandfather used to say, kind of a funny saying, he used to say, you couldn't find your butt with both hands, you know, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I've heard the saying, yeah.
Okay, so we feel that the adult establishment of the America has screwed the pooch so severely and has so thoroughly tooled the pooch that...
Let me just interrupt you here.
That we feel it endangers the youth.
Let me just interrupt you here. New Youth Nation put out a press release that we read. You guys claim that you're going to lead an exodus of young people.
You know, Phil, to quote my Aunt Mary, you're dumber than a box of hammer handles if you think that we are going to hang around here and watch the adult generation, your establishment, tool the pooch thoroughly.
When you say you're including me.
This is nothing personal. It's just that young people have been sitting back and looking at this and getting increasingly, I think, increasingly upset with you adults not knowing what you're doing. We believe that we can lead an exodus to an Indian reservation, yes.
And all right, now what makes you think, what are you going to do leading an exodus to an Indian reservation? I mean, this to me sounds like the hippie movements of the late 60s and early 70s where they went to communes. Is that the...
No, what we want to do is go to a sovereign... Indian nations, or Indian reservations are sovereign sites. We no longer recognize your authority to tell the youth of America what to do. You can't tell us what to do anymore. You're not the boss of me, which is Article 1, really, of our Constitution. You're not the boss of me.
And that's like the Malcolm in the Middle tune.
Well, you know what? A lot of these things are colloquial, yes, sir. But the point being that it is a sovereign nation. We can go there and set up a youth council and begin to set up the laws and standards that we can live by. And you can bet something, Mr. Henry, that we won't screw up our elections. There's a little something called a computer. We are the first generation of young people to know how to use the computer and use it effectively.
All right, R.C. Collins is a junior at Chatsworth High School. He is with a group called New Youth Nation. They believe that adults have so thoroughly created chaos in this society, this election is an example of that, that they are going to lead an exodus to an Indian reservation because it's a sovereign area. Indian reservations are. And you guys will use elections using computers. They used computers in this election.
Sir, I'm aware that they used computers in this election. I'm also aware of the fact that the imbecile adults that were operating those computers obviously didn't know what they were doing. I'm talking about the youth of America using the computers. We are the first and only generation familiar with and comfortable with the use of computers.
Question for you, R.C. Question for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
How many kids do you reasonably think are going to follow you on some exodus to an Indian reservation and separate themselves from this society?
Well, you know, sir, it's a good question, but I'll tell you this much. We have seen in the last 3 weeks how confused, how combative, how contentious, and how completely and thoroughly unable to order a society you adults are. We had an election for president of the America, and you guys couldn't even get that right. So rather than sit here and listen to more of your lies about how you guys can figure it all out, we're going to go away to a sovereign area like an Indian reservation.
But you guys, you know, what makes you think you're not going to have your own problems with your own election?
As I said, sir, we're the first generation to use the computer effectively.
All right, I'm going to point to your press release here. Your press release says that December 2nd, you're going to be leading this group. You're all supposed to meet at the Taco Bell in Laguna Beach. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so kids are going to meet at the Taco Bell in Laguna Beach December 3rd and do what?
Then we will make our way to the new Youth Nation reservations.
Okay.
And it's on December the 2nd. It's going to be on December the 3rd because it was on December 2nd, and we have changed it.
You've changed the date from December 2nd to December 3rd. Why?
Because December 2nd is the night of the Bon Jovi concert, and, you know, a friend of mine, a very dear friend, and I, Chris Sorensen, are going to attend the Bon Jovi concert, and my mom's given us a ride to the Taco Bell in Laguna Beach the next day.
But you guys have a show to go to.
Well, this was something that we had planned, yes, sir.
All right.
New Youth Nation, Mr. Henry, you know, we will be the New Youth Nation of our new way of doing things and finally tell adults that they've tooled us for too long.
All right, can I say something to you, R.C.?
Yes, sir, you can condescend, because I know that's what you adults are about.
No, I don't want to condescend. I'm just going to say to you that I'm going to be shocked and surprised if you get any more than, like, 10 kids that show up at this Taco Bell for your big trips.
Well, then you don't know the youth of America, and you're unaware of how this election...
Kids are that confused, and they're that disaffected.
We are completely disaffected, and we are completely alienated by you're not able to elect a president or nothing like that. The new youth nation of America, we now make three demands. We demand free travel across international borders. We reserve the right to freely exercise commerce. And we reserve the right to change our minds and move back home if we're not allowed to be free. But we want to be free.
R.C. Collins, New Youth Nation, and apparently they are serious. Well, I believe that he is, that adults have so thoroughly screwed up this election that the young people of America can no longer have any confidence in them of being able to lead this society, of being able to structure this society, or indeed of being able to observe the laws of this society, because he says there's a lot of kids out there scared, and New Youth Nation proposes that they leave, that they segregate themselves on the sovereign grounds of an Indian reservation. What? Oh, that guy's car phone. With R.C. Collins, Jr., at Chatsworth High, and a member of New Youth Nation, a group of young people under the age of 21, correct, R.C.?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Who are leaving this society. You guys are essentially segregating yourselves from a society where the adults...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, if I could explain it...
Well, I thought I had it.
Yeah, I would really much rather explain it myself because, you know, I understand where you think that the adult generation knows what's best for us, but we've seen the adults butcher up this election, murders, the Columbine murders, and serial murders, too. And the whole thing is not healthy. We're going to go to an Indian reservation, then you'll be sorry.
And well, what are we going to be sorry about? If you want to go to an Indian reservation, what makes you think the Indians are going to want you there?
Because it is a sovereign area. And because we will elect our own youth council.
And make life better.
We do believe, sir, that we can make life better, yeah. And that we won't have to be tooled. Because...
Your press release here says, New Youth Nation, quit tooling us. Is that...
Yes, that is our motto.
And that tool... Who's tooling you? The adults?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800... New Youth Nation, quit tooling us.
Yes, sir.
It's going to go to Westfield. This is Jeremy in Westfield. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, this sounds more like somebody that's got too much free time on their hand than somebody that should be leading a group. Maybe he should join an after-school program or something. I mean,
you know something? We're not really involved in joining any after-school program run by adults.
Well, why run away from something? Instead, why don't you work with the problem?
What am I
why
supposed
run away
to do?
From it? What are you
what
solving
am I supposed,
by running
I'm
away? That's
I'm
a typical
sick.
Under 18.
You know
dance.
Something? What can I do?
21.
I'm not even of a voting age. What can I do?
You're not. You
I'm
can
not
still
a,
get involved. There are plenty
oh,
of programs
yeah.
to get
yeah,
involved
right.
in.
Yeah, sure. Like
yeah.
what?
Well,
what
it,
is
instead,
running away going to solve? What is running? That you're a bratty teenager and that you can't handle stuff, so you run away.
It segregates us from an adult
It doesn't segregate you from anything. The only thing it shows is the fact that you're too immature to wake up and work towards something instead of trying to...
It segregates us from an adult establishment that is not able to order society properly.
Is
and
this,
that extends from the presidential election.
Let me ask you a question.
They can't even elect
nobody. How important is this to you? How important is this cause to you? Because if it was really important, you would skip that Bon Jovi concert and move to the Indian reservation from Taco Bell. Your mommy is driving you to an Indian reservation.
No, sir. No, sir. She's giving me a ride to the Taco Bell.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, she's giving you a ride.
Why don't you hitchhike to the Taco Bell if you're rejecting...
This guy wants me to join...
But you still need your mommy to help you get this achieved. Well, make this world, and you're going to have to live
in
it. Sir, you can't run away
you,
from it.
I'll tell you something. I'm not going to join the Fag Scouts of America if that's what you're asking about an after-school program.
Okay, you can watch. You can watch. And you know, hold on.
Like
I don't want that language. I don't want that language. Okay.
What?
What you characterize the Boy Scouts as?
Well, I'll tell you something.
You seem more like an immature
president.
Little kid with too much free time on his hands instead of a leader of something.
We still
if you were
don't
a leader of
no
something,
president.
If you were a leader of something, sir, you would not, first of all, use that language. You would be speaking with Mr. Henry professionally.
We are the first generation to know how to use a computer correctly.
Excuse
and I can
me.
Assure you, sir, that we will not put your
I was 10 years old when I learned how to use a computer. I was 10 years old. I've known how to use a computer all my life.
Yeah, Texas Instruments.
And I know people that are older than me that know more about computers than you do. It's
okay.
Just the fact that you've
so
got
you know,
all this free time
you know how to
sit
use
around
a
and work on the computer.
You know how to use a Texas Instruments computer with a cassette tape.
Excuse me. My job requires me to use a computer day in and day out and have working knowledge of all computers. What you have is too much free time
sir,
on your hand. You're starting up a
sir,
movement that's not even a movement.
Sir,
what you're
are
doing
fired.
Is you're grabbing a bunch of other immature
right.
kids.
You guys are not even, I don't know how many kids you expect.
Mr. Henry, you and right. this gentleman and all the others out there are hereby fired from your job of telling us what to do with our lives.
And that's fine.
Yeah, you're fired.
When you guys
and,
move to the Indian reservation,
yeah.
it's not going to threaten us at all. The only thing it's going to do is remove the three people you have meeting you at Taco Bell.
Who's meeting
sure you
at Taco Bell?
Make sure you grab a value meal before you go. And that's pretty much it.
You can make fun. It doesn't matter.
Well, what you're hey, meeting...
It doesn't matter to me. Chris Sorensen and me and his younger brother...
That's
okay.
the only three people that are going to be on this Indian reservation. Do you realize that?
No, we have the commitment from three females.
Oh,
and,
okay. Well, there you go. Well, you
biology,
can start your own colony.
Your basic
you can
biology
raise a bunch of immature people that can't deal with government because they don't understand it.
Okay, I got
Instead
a question for you.
Instead of trying to understand, you're choosing to run away.
I got a question for you. If
go
you're
ahead.
So smart with computers, how do you dry boot DOS from Windows NT?
What does that matter?
Ah,
what does that have to do?
Got
what
no
does that
idea.
Have to do
uh-huh.
with... What does
okay,
this have to do with this at him?
Gotcha.
That has nothing to do with government.
You don't know. Look at what your question about.
You know it, Mr. Henry?
No, I do not.
We are the first generation that knows how to do that. We can
I
use
bet
computers.
I bet you my uncle, who is
you
right now 35, 36, could answer that question.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. We are talking with Mr. R.C. Collins, and I call you Mr.
Yeah, well, now that we're going to leave, you want to give us respect. If we were going to stay, you'd call me. I got a kid on the phone.
Well, I'm calling you Mr. because I'm giving you respect whether you're staying or going, okay? And you still haven't answered the question, what are you going to do when the Indians see a bunch of kids showing up on their reservation?
We believe that we are of one with the Indian because they've been oppressed the same way the kids today have. And then they'll want to take us in and feed us some of the food they kill.
The Phil Henry Show. The election of the year 2000, the uncertainty, the lack of conclusion has, certainly forced many of us to run the gamut emotionally. There is a group of young people whose press release we received earlier today, New Youth Nation, who are so distraught over the lack of any closure with regard to this presidential election, they propose to segregate themselves from a society, as they say in their press release, a society run by a corrupt adult establishment that can bring no conclusion or closure to anything, least of all a presidential election. R.C. Collins is with New Youth Nation. He's on the phone with us from Chatsworth, California. You guys are proposing to segregate yourselves from society and moving to an Indian reservation.
That is correct. And one thing, Mr. Henry, that I wanted to reaffirm. Is that we don't think the adults know how to do it anymore, and we've got a better way.
Well, your better way is to go out and vote for new people using computers that adults don't know anything about.
Think about it. That last guy I talked to, he learned on a Texas Instruments with a tape cartridge. I got a Mac, and I mean I got Ruby Mac, which is the very best, most upgraded computer you'll ever see.
All right, man. Well,
Do you do a computer? What kind do you have?
I got a Gateway, man. And
oh, nice going. They just lost their ass today on the NASDAQ.
I understand that, and I don't claim to be a great computer geek either. Here is Albany. This is Dan in Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, guy, you really can't be serious. You want to go form
do you
your
think
own
they're
nation,
serious
whatever.
About? Do you think they're serious about this election?
Wait a minute. You want to go and create your own nation or whatever, but if things don't work out, you want to move back or be able to move back to your home?
If they won't let us be free!
Give me a break. Who puts clothes on your back? Who feeds you?
the adults who don't know how to even have a president be elected.
Well, guess what? We have a thing called the Constitution, and the wheels of justice are turning, so you just have to learn to be patient, my friend.
You know something? It's more than that. Buying, selling, backroom deals, backstabbing, the smoke-filled room has taken over, my friend.
Well,
don't be fooled for an instant that this election hasn't already been bought and paid for.
I'll tell you what, when you get a little older and you can support yourself, then you can make that decision.
We're very familiar, Mr. Henry, with the condescending tones of when you get older. We're old enough now, and we're going to go to an Indian reservation.
Yeah, and you're probably going to go find a little teepee and smoke some dope with your friends, right?
And you're going to solve
all the world's problems?
No, frankly, that's what you and you adults do. No, we're not going to smoke dope.
Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to eat?
We're bringing along cans of soup.
That mommy and daddy bought, right?
We'll pay them back.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling. You see what you're doing?
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. We can, first of all, for the kids that meet at Taco Bell, we'll get lunch there.
And then carry it in a bag or something?
I want to ask a question, Mr. Henry.
No, but are you going to carry it in a bag?
No, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Are you giving me crap?
Well, I mean...
Because if you're giving me crap, we can terminate the conversation.
No, I'm wondering.
You want to condescend to me, back off.
You know something? Never mind. I'm not going to condescend to you, okay? You do whatever you need to do at Taco Bell.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Huntington Beach.
It's not fair for you to make us feel bad.
Huntington Beach, go ahead.
Yeah,
you're,
hi.
This is Ann?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Ann. Go ahead.
I have a question for this gentleman. First of all, have you ever been on a reservation?
We read about it in American history.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, why don't you wait a second and quit interrupting, and I'm going to tell you something.
I'm not interrupting. You're the one that laughed at me.
Excuse me, but...
You laughed at me.
Fine. First of all, I am a registered Indian. My husband's a registered Indian.
What tribe?
Cherokee.
Yeah?
That's right. And let me tell you, these people don't want you. They have enough problems with their own welfare and everything else that they're trying to get themselves together.
Can I ask you a question?
They don't need you, and they don't want you. They're not going to let you on
their invitation. Yeah, but what if we all registered as Indians, too?
Yeah, right.
Well, why not?
Because you have to show by birth that you're an Indian, and it doesn't. You can't just register like you're a Republican. Now, as far as not knowing...
Where do you register? At the Gas and Sip? I mean, this can't be real,
no,
Mr. Henry.
No, Native Americans must register with the federal government in order to... in order to accrue the benefits or the responsibilities thereof of being an Indian, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because they...
Whatever.
Okay.
What do you mean, whatever?
Well, I didn't understand what you said.
All right. You say that adults are bad and they haven't given you what you needed to do and all this stuff.
Well, look at the way they messed the Indians over. They messed you up good.
That's 200 years ago, and we're really working at improving those things.
Hey, where's your husband?
What we're talking about is present day right now.
What's your Indian name?
You do not have a...
Let the lady finish, okay?
I just want to know what her Indian name was.
What's your Indian name, ma'am? Would you please tell him?
I really don't want to.
What's your husband's Indian name?
That is not the point.
Falling down bear?
You don't have a clear-cut plan as to what you're going to do. You think you're just going to walk on an Indian reservation and it'll be like having... You know, the Holiday Inn there, and everybody's going to just cotton to you and
ma'am,
pay your little bills.
Ma'am, we believe that the Native American will embrace us as a brother. We've been oppressed by the government of the America, and so have the Indian peoples.
Well, if you want to change things, I would suggest go to your counselor at school who knows many organizations such as Young Republicans, the Democrats.
Mr. Thompson, my counselor's a queer.
All right, man, I'm telling you, you want to be treated as an adult, start acting like an adult.
What? I just said Mr. Thompson's a queer. What'd I do?
Did you hear what I said?
Was it the Q word?
Yeah, the Q word. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Okay.
You want to be an adult, act like an adult.
Well, she didn't even tell me what her Indian name was. That made me suspicious right away. The other thing is, we could... take Indian names and show them that we are of them. I believe the Indians will embrace us when they believe that we have been oppressed too. And to that end, Chris Sorensen and I went through some Native American books and came up with some names, Running Squirrel and Running Rabbit. What?
That's good, man. Running Squirrel and Running Rabbit. Are these your names?
These are names, Mr. Henry, that are Native American in origin.
Because they sound like they're Native American names. They probably don't mean Jack Squat. Here is...
That's a good Indian name, too.
What?
Jack Squat.
Here is Forest Grove. This is Justin in Forest Grove on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Justin.
Yes, Justin.
All I have to say is that this guy here is totally misrepresenting the youth of America.
How old are you?
I'm 17 years old. I'm a high school senior.
Okay.
And,
are you telling me you represent the youth?
I want to hear what this guy's got to say. Don't interrupt him. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is that I believe that you shouldn't come on and say that all the youth are fed up with America. You know, it's...
Turn your radio down, man. Turn your radio down, dude. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Look, if you meet us at the Taco Bell, we'll go away from here.
Why would I want to go away from here?
Look at the way the adults are messing everything up. Columbo High School, and now the election. There's going to be serial murders next year, they say, that are record-breaking.
Messing up the election?
Yeah,
Are you saying that democracy is messing up the election?
The adults butchered it up because they can't even vote. That's how dumb they are.
Well, do you think that... Are you saying that all American or all adults are stupid?
And parents are attacking referees at sporting events? They're beating up coaches?
I don't follow you there. From where I'm at, I'm also a soccer referee.
Don't you ever see the parents giving you crap and tooling you?
Tooling me?
Yeah.
No, it's called freedom of speech.
Yeah, but the adults are tooling.
It's my choice to listen or not.
What about when they try to beat you up?
When they try to beat me up? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they try to beat me up, then they are suspended from all the soccer games for the rest of that year.
You'd call the police, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would call the police. I would take care of business.
Are you trying to tell me that this election is your idea of a block party?
A block party?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good idea to have an election that's this close.
Well...
It just shows how close America is in their views.
And the adults turned the Boy Scouts into the Don't Touch Me There Scouts. What do you think about that?
Oh, will you stop it with the Boy Scouts?
I think that that's one isolated event or maybe two isolated events. Okay, now I have another question. I was listening to you. You said up to the age of 21, right?
Right.
Let's just say that you stay on the reservation until you turn 22.
Right.
Then are you going to leave?
No. Those over 22 over 21... who made the exodus with us and made the migration with us can stay with the new youth nation as workers.
Can they be leaders?
As workers.
No, only as workers.
So they won't have any control, they won't have any say in government, they won't
be able
to vote?
They do have say up to a level. But we will be ordering the society as alpha, beta, gamma, delta, and epsilon. And the over 21s will be epsilons, mostly elevator operators and stuff like that.
Elevators are you going to have on an Indian reservation?
Good point.
Oh, okay. You see, you let the adult laugh at me and you join in and mock me. I really
feel
sorry for you, brother.
Yes, you're right. I do mock you.
I feel sorry for you, brother.
Okay.
You feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for the fact that you don't realize what you are doing.
RC, you're going to be a worker. You're going to be a worker, RC. You're going to be...
There will be exceptions for some of the leading of the pantheon of leaders.
Oh, well, now, you won't have to go out and be a worker. So all of a sudden, there'll be a stratification of your society. There will be resentment as a result of that, and you'll have a full-scale riot and revolution on your hands. Didn't you ever read Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, that book was bitching. Those kids took over an island and stuff.
That book is a metaphor for what happens to a society out of control. Anyway, sir, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Do you read The Fly?
What do you mean, The Fly? You mean Lord of the Flies?
Yeah.
Yes, I read it. I read it when I was a kid. Let's go to one more phone call, huh? Here is Jamie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Jamie, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was just calling. I'm driving home from school and listening to this guy making uneducated. Hold on, let me
You're
finish
You're a female.
Talking.
You can join us.
I don't want to join you. I'm part of the educated crowd. I mean, where do you get off saying that you can create a better society? Are you a voting age?
No, I'm not, and that's just...
Well, then why don't
why don't you make something
at your school instead of running away like a coward? Why don't you choose a political party and support
them? I'm not allowed to vote. How can I change something?
But you're in high school, and you can join organizations so that when you do turn 18, God forbid, you can vote.
Oh, swell. I can join organizations. I can be a member of the Math and Science Club. I can join
you can be the Young Democrats or the Young Republicans.
Oh,
did you?
Instead of
making these uneducated comments and cutting people off and not listening to other people's opinions, maybe you should join a class and listening.
All I'm saying is that the new youth nation will be needing females. Join us now.
The females of America are too intelligent to join.
We need you as a concubine because we do want to populate. We need leaders.
Educated women do not want to populate.
Are you honestly asking this woman?
I am making the statement now to you, Jamie. Be my concubine.
Heaven forbid, I would never.
I will elevate you as my princess.
I am a far more educated person than you would ever imagine.
Are you willing to have one kid per year?
No.
Well, okay.
Get out of here.
I want intelligent people.
I was hoping I could get a girl who would...
How old are you?
That's great. He's 16. I hung up on him. Thank you, ma'am.
I listened to this because of my grandparents.
Yeah. Well, the kid is 16. He's leading people to an Indian reservation.
He needs to go to, like, detention or something.
Detention? Hey, there's a good idea. They should have sent Hitler to detention. That would have saved a lot of grief. All right, thank you very much for your call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Stalin and Hitler, what they needed was detention.
Episode 86 of the Phil Henry Podcast. Join us again for another exciting adventure of the Phil Henry Show Podcast, brought to you by Sherry's Berries, by Amazon.com, and by PhilHenryShow.com.